And now, another episode of Radio Yesterday, brought to you by ChuckChat.com.
Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal, invites you to rock it into the future with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet.
Stand by to raise ship. Blast off minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, zero!
As roaring rockets blast off to distant planets and far-flung stars, we take you to the age of the conquest of space with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet.
Every corner of Space Academy, spilling out of dormitories, tumbling from jet cars, jumping from slidewalks, hundreds of cadets race across the grassy quadrangle and crowd into the administration building to hear the results of rigid midterm examinations. As the voice of the officer of the day crackles harshly over the loudspeaker, Tom Corbin and Roger Manning wait anxiously with the other cadets. Breathing a prayer, their names will be among those who pass, for failure means dismissal from Space Academy.
Congratulations, Tom. You made it.
Thanks, Roger. I'd rather take acceleration from maximum rocket drive than sweat out that lift.
Same here. Only one thing I'm worried about.
What's that?
That last power drive problem. I don't think I answered it the right way.
Hey, hold it, Roger. It's getting to the end. Roger, he didn't call your name.
That's it, space boy. I failed.
Oh, no. There must be some mistake, Roger.
No mistake. You know as well as I do. You're either on that list or you're not. I'm getting out of this uniform before I'm arrested for impersonating a space cadet.
And permission is hereby granted to Jonas Brady and Andrew Peters for exploration of secondary satellites of Jupiter's moons. Object of exploration, uranium pitchblende deposits. Permit for the above LC-98452, dated 1 April 2352. Signed, Stephen Strong, Captain, Solar Guard. All right, I think that'll cover you, Brady. I'll put the Solar Guard seal on it now.
Say, I don't suppose you could tell Peters and me where we could find a good astrogator.
I'm afraid not, Brady. Shouldn't be too hard to get one, though.
Oh, I'm sorry, Captain Strong. I didn't know you were busy.
Well, that's all right, Corbett. Come in. We finished our business. What is it?
Well, it's Roger, sir.
Again? Well, what happened this time?
He failed to pass midterm exam, sir.
Failed? Well, that's impossible. He can astrogate as well as I can.
Roger thinks it was the power deck problem he missed, and I was wondering if you could do something.
You know Academy rules as well as I do, Corbett. If Manning's failed, he'll be dismissed from the Academy. Nothing can be done about it.
Excuse me, Captain.
Oh, yes, Brady.
I just wanted to thank you again for your help. We'd like to blast off as soon as we can.
Oh, of course. Here's your permit. And spaceman's luck.
Thanks. We'll need it. Come on, Peters.
Right, Jonas. So long, Captain.
Goodbye.
Now, Corbett, let's get to the whole story. If Manning's positive, he failed his
exam. Well, looks like we're set, Jonas.
Yeah. And did you hear about the kid getting kicked out of the Academy?
I'm way ahead of you, Jonas. The best astrographer in the joint. He said kicked out. And we need an astrogator.
Strong said the kid's name was Manning.
What are we waiting for? Let's find a kid named Manning.
Captain Strong here.
Captain, this is Tom Corbett.
Oh, I was just going to call you, Tom. I checked the results of the midterm exams, and there was good reason for Manning not being on the regular list. He didn't wait for the honor list to be announced.
Honor list?
That's right. I don't know how he did it, but he posted the third highest average in the Academy.
Oh, great. That's just fine.
Well, you don't sound very happy about it.
I'm not, sir. Roger's gone.
What?
I just got back to the dormitory. Found his lockers empty, all his clothes gone.
Why, that hot-headed young idiot.
I called the main gate, and he was checked out 15 minutes ago. He took a jet cab to the city.
Well, you better jet right after him, Tom. Find him and bring him back, or he'll be in trouble.
But, sir, it really isn't his fault. He didn't know.
He shouldn't have gone off half-cocked like that. Now, if he isn't here by bed check tonight, he'll be court-martialed for being absent without leave. And then he really will be an ex-cadet.
We'll return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett, space cadet, in just a moment. So stand by. Fellas and girls, listen to this exciting announcement. Starting now, right now, you'll find exciting cutouts on the back of each and every regular package of Kellogg's Pep. And what are these cutouts? Well, they're real true-to-life photograph cutouts of all your favorite space cadets. Here's your chance to get a complete collection of space cadet pictures. There's a cutout of Dr. Dale, one of Tom Corbett, Astro, and Roger Manning, too. Here's Tom Corbett to tell you all about it.
That's the truth, spaceman. Right now at your grocery store, there's a package of Kellogg's Pep just waiting for you. And on the back, you'll find a photograph cut out of one of your favorite space cadets. Cut them out and pin them on your wall. Or you can paste them on your school book. And if you haven't got a full set, you can trade your extras for the ones you haven't got. It's a swell collection. So start getting your photograph cutouts of the space cadets right now.
That's right, spaceman. And remember, there's another exciting space cadet photograph cutout on the back of each and every regular-sized Kellogg's Pep package. So don't delay. Ask your mom to get the Build-Up Wheat Cereal. Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P. Pep.
Believing he has failed the rigid midterm examinations, Cadet Roger Manning has left Space Academy and taken a job as astrogator with Jonas Brady and Andrew Peters, two space prospectors searching for vital uranium pitch blends. But back at Space Academy, Cadet Tom Corbett has decided to ask for an emergency leave to go in search of his friend, Roger Manning.
All right, Corbett, I'll give you the leave, but I don't think it'll do any good to look for Manning. By now, he could be any place. Mars, Venus, right here on Earth.
I'll find him, Captain Strong. I'm sure Roger would do the same for me.
Yes, I guess he would. All right. Here you are, 5-day emergency pass.
Attention! Emergency alert! By order of Commander Arkwright, all leaves are canceled and all cadet units and instructors are to report to the main assembly hall on the double.
Cadets, stand to. Commander Arkwright has placed me in command of this emergency, and I want your undivided attention. All of you are acquainted with the vital work of the Solar Alliance in mining uranium pitch blend on Pluto. Now, without N72C, the mining operations on Pluto would stop, and our supply of raw uranium pitch blend would be cut to a dangerously low level. We've just received a report from our refineries on Mars that every ounce of N720, a new chemical explosive, has been stolen, and it will take 2 years to replace it.
What do you know about that?
Who stole it and how it was stolen is the work of the security division. Our job is to get it all back before it is broken down into small lots and sold on the black market. Now, Commander Arkwright has ordered every available ship into space. Each of you will be given a sector to patrol. Your orders are simple. Stop every ship in your sector and search it. Your objective? 217 boxes of N72C. Any questions? Very well, then blast off according to emergency plan. And spaceman's luck. Oh, Corbett.
Yes, Captain Strong.
You'll come with me aboard the rocket destroyer Galileo. We'll patrol sectors 6, 7, and 8 in the orbit of Jupiter.
Right, sir. But is the situation really that bad?
Corbett, if we don't find that explosive, our production of uranium will be so low, half of all the spaceships now in flight will have to be grounded.
Jokers are really fusing their tubes about that stuff. Sure must be valuable. Well, none of my concern anymore.
That you, Jonas? Jonas, ain't you?
No, it's Manning.
Huh? What are you doing here, kid?
Looking for you. Brady wants you.
All right, so you found me. Now beat it.
After I take a look at what's in that box.
No, stay away from there.
Why, I'm a partner, aren't I? I've got a right to see the supplies we're carrying. Say, wait a minute. Supplies, huh? This is N72C.
So what? We're prospectors, ain't we? We need explosives.
200 cases, pal? Cases that were stolen?
What do you mean, stolen?
Don't pull that innocent act on me. I just picked up a Solar Guard alert. They're looking for this stuff right now.
But they'll never find it, kid.
Brady!
I figured you were the type to get nosy, so I just put the ship on automatic pilot and came down to make sure Peters kept you out of here.
I couldn't keep him out, Jonas. He barged
right in. Shut up, Peters. You couldn't stop a space rat. Huh? I ought to beat your head off for letting him see this.
There's no way to talk to a pilot.
Shut up, I said. All right, kid, so we got a full cargo of N720. What about it?
I'm resigning from this partnership right now.
I got news for you, space boy. You're not back in Space Academy playing one of your little games now. The only way to resign from this outfit is to take a walk out in space without a spacesuit.
We're closing in on the outer moons of Jupiter now, sir. You can see them on the radar scanner.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I hate to think what a time we'll have if they reach those planetoids without us knowing it.
Hey, look, sir. A spaceship. Heading right into the thickest part of Jupiter's space junk.
Yes. And from the looks of her on the radar scanner, she's an old Venusian colonizer. All right, Tom. Stand by to intercept. Maybe this time, we'll be lucky.
Well, hot shot, that destroyer's closing in.
Space Raider from Rocket Cruiser Galileo. This is Captain Strong of the Solar Guard.
Captain Strong.
Cape Tulin, stand by for boarding party.
Well, Brady, what are you going to do now?
All right, Peter, keep him covered.
What are you going to do?
Never mind. Keep him covered, I said.
All right, Dennis. All right.
Hello, Rocket Destroyer Galileo from Space Raider Jenny Alton. This is Jonas Brady speaking. Go ahead.
Cape 2, Brady. We're coming aboard.
Coming aboard? Why? Anything wrong?
We just want to check your cargo. If everything's all right, you'll be cleared to go on.
I see. Well, I tell you, Captain, our main airlock mechanism...
He's lying, Captain Strong. There's nothing wrong with the airlock.
What was that, Brady?
Why, that was just my astrogator telling me something. By the way, I think you know him, Captain. He used to be a cadet, fellow by the name of Manning.
Manning? What in blazes is he doing on your ship?
Oh, he signed on just before we blasted off. He likes the idea of prospecting with us. Figures in making a pile of money. Oh, wait a minute. Hey, Manning, come here.
Jonas, are you space happy?
Shut up. I know what I'm doing. Why, I'm sorry, Captain. He says he don't want to talk to you.
Well, listen, Brady. I want to search your ship. If we can't couple our airlocks together, we'll just have to board you in space.
No, don't do that, Captain. I tell you what, we ain't far from Jupiter. Now, suppose I touch down and you trail me in. Make it a lot easier. You can board me on the ground through the emergency power deck hatch.
Get going, then.
Change course. Right away, Captain. You just follow me down and I'll wait for you. End transmission. Ah, that was easier than I thought.
Jonas, you must have been drinking rocket juice. You're taking us right into a trap.
I don't know why I got hooked up with a whining fool like you, Peters. I got Strong doing exactly what I want.
Oh, you have, huh? Well, as soon as he comes aboard, he'll find all them boxes of N72C. And that's what he wants.
Of course not. Now, you get to work right now and start loading the jet boat.
The jet boat? But...
No questions, Peters. Move.
Wait a minute. What about this kid? You talk.
Oh, no, he won't. After you're through loading the explosives, break out two spacesuits. Just two. When Captain Strong comes aboard the Jenny Alton, he's going to find one empty spaceship... and one dead body.
We'll return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, in just a moment. So stand by.
This is Venus Space Station, calling Space Academy Commissary. Request increased ration, Kellogg's Pep. Request increased ration, Kellogg's Pep. Double ration Kellogg's Pep. The next shipment
Well, that's a story down at the Space Academy Commissary. The calls are coming in from every space station in the solar system. More Kellogg's Pep. More Kellogg's Pep. Well, you spacemen know why, too. Every time you help yourself to that swell whole wheat and malt flavor, well, you can tell right off why Kellogg's Pep is making such a big hit with spacemen. And say, Kellogg's Pep helps a solar guardsman keep in trim by supplying him with vitamin D, vitamin B1, and many other essential food values to help him stay on the job. So give yourself the same energy blast off every morning with Kellogg's Pep. And remember, to get your pep, well, you don't have to call the Space Academy Commissary. The corner grocery store is your commissary for the spaceman cereal Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P. Pep.
Tricking Captain Strong into landing on Jupiter, Jonas Brady has begun a desperate plan to save his stolen cargo of valuable explosive and get rid of Roger Manning. Now on the deserted wastes of Jupiter, where the gravity is 2.5 times that of Earth, Tom Corbett and Captain Strong leave the rocket trigger Galileo and in spacesuits and helmets struggle toward the Jenny Alden, partially hidden by a huge rock formation. A walk that will bring them face to face with death.
I'll never get used to Jupiter, Captain Strong. I don't know which is worse, but double gravity or all the quakes.
I know, Tom. This double gravity makes it feel like you're carrying 400 pounds on your back. Be careful and don't fall. You'll never pick yourself up.
Why did Brady land in that valley? He must have known we couldn't come in alongside.
Yeah, this whole setup is pretty fishy. I can't understand why Roger didn't want to talk to us. If he ever talked his way out of anything, it had better be now.
All set, Jonas. The N72C is loaded in the jet boat, and I've got the 2 spacesuits.
Okay, Peters. I just saw Strong leave the destroyer with another guy and head this way.
I'm getting nervous, Jonas. What if they catch us?
You know something, Peters? I think you're a yeller. Our little space cadet has got more guts than you.
You've had no right to talk to me that way. Hey, Jonas, it's an earthquake. Hang on.
Just what I was hoping for.
What?
I spent 2 years prospecting this crummy planet right around here. Every 5 or 6 hours, there's a quake. That ought to hold Captain Strong for a while. Now, get Manning out here in the jet boat, Locke. We're ready to move.
Wait a minute, Jonas. I've been thinking. Stealing is one thing. If you're caught, you get time on the prison asteroid. But killing, that's something else again.
Hey, wait a minute. What is this?
I don't like it. I don't want no part of it.
Why, you crummy little space rat.
Well, let's just blast off in the jet boat and leave the kid here. Won't do us no real good to kill him.
I'm giving the orders around here, and I say get the kid.
But, Jonas...
Get him right now.
All right. All right, Jonas. You win.
You bet I win, you little space crawler. Try to chicken out on me, will you?
All right, Manny. Come on out.
You guys sure picked yourself a nice graveyard to land in.
You're using the right word, kid. Move.
Well, Brady, where do you expect to go from here?
A long way, kid. Peters, you have his parole, Ray?
Yeah, sure.
Hand it over.
Okay.
What do you think you're going to do now?
Kind of impatient, ain't you?
Come on, Jonas. Let's get this over with.
Sure, Peters. He'd be glad to. All right, Manning, stand over there next to them space suits.
Hey,
don't
now,
move.
Listen. Wait a minute.
Watch, kids. Watch.
Captain Strong, the quake's getting worse. We've got to get to the Jenny Alden.
Just another 100 yards, Corbett. We can make it.
Captain, look. A jet boat. It just blasted out of the freighter.
Blast them. They pulled a fast one on us. Hurry, Corbett. And pray they've left Roger alive.
Captain
Rocket Destroyer Squadron B covers sectors 7, 8, and 9, Jupiter orbit. Intercept jet boat believed to be carrying stolen explosives. That is all.
Captain Strong! Captain, come here, quick!
Yes, Corbett, where are you?
Down here, sir, in the jet boat airlock.
What is it?
No, sir. Look. By the rings of Saturn.
Peters!
Yes, sir. Blasted by a parallel ray and left in the open airlock. He didn't have a chance. And look here, sir. These small chips that look like putty.
Well, that's N72C. That nails it. They did steal the explosive and escaped with it in the jet boat.
But where's Roger, sir?
That's what I'd like to know. I'd be interested in finding out how he's tied up with this operation.
But, sir, you don't think...
Wait a minute. Look at this.
A parallel ray. And it's Academy issue.
Not only that. Look at the name on the grip.
Roger.
There's been one shot fired. Probably the one that got Peters.
Well, then that explains it. Roger was trying to fight them.
He was? Well, then why isn't he here now? No, Tom, it looks to me like poor Peters was the victim of a double cross.
What?
And with the way Roger felt about the Academy, and the fact that he isn't here now, and the fact that he sailed on a ship with stolen cargo...
Oh, he wouldn't. He couldn't do a thing like that.
I'm just pointing out, Tom. When we find Roger, I certainly hope he can prove I'm wrong.
He must be able to prove it, sir. And if I have to go clear out to the next galaxy, I'll find him and make him prove it. So help me, I will.
Miss the next action-packed adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, when Tom and Captain Strong become space rats to follow a trail that leads them from the moons of Jupiter to the underworld of Venus in part two of Double Cross in Space. Tune in same time, same station on Thursday for the next thrilling interplanetary adventure with Tom Corbett. Brought to you by Kellogg Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, starring Frankie Thomas, can also be seen on television and appears in the comic sections of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and in weekend editions. Featured in today's cast are Jan Merlin, Edward Bryce, Paul Ford, and Ian Martin. Today's program was written by Richard Jessup, directed by Drex Hines. Jackson Beck speaking.